Let's start in Tullamore, where a 31-year-old man was brought before a special sitting of the district court there last night, charged with the murder of Aisling Murphy last week. The 23-year-old primary school teacher died following an attack on the banks of the Grand Canal last Wednesday afternoon when she was out for a run. A large crowd were gathered outside the court. Conor Lally is Irish Times security and crime editor, and he's with us now. Morning, Conor. Take us through what happened yesterday.
Good morning, Gavin. Yes, a man who had been detained by Gardaí on Tuesday morning when he was discharged from hospital. He was taken to Tullamore Garda Station and he had been questioned there throughout Tuesday. He was held overnight into Wednesday morning, and last night, just as his 24-hour period of being questioned was about to expire, he was charged with the murder of Aisling at Tullamore Garda Station. That charge was put to him at about 7:45, and he appeared before the court in Tullamore at about 8:15. To answer the charge there. He was given the services of a Slovakian interpreter in the court, and he was also granted free legal aid.
There was a second man arrested yesterday. What happened?
There was a second man detained yesterday. He was questioned under Section 30 of the Offences Against the State Act, and he was actually questioned on suspicion that he was withholding information. He was released without charge, and a file on him will go to the DPP. So only the other man, Joseph Puska, a 31-year-old, he was the only person who appeared before the court last night.
So what happens now, Conor?
What will happen now is Joseph Puska was detained in custody, and he will appear before Clover Hill District Court to face the charge next Wednesday, January 26th.
Conor, thank you. That's Conor Lally, Irish Times security and crime.